Hello there, Gia.
Good evening, Keisha. How we doing?
Hello. Doing okay. Now, are you hepped up on the Benadryl this time?
No, I'm all off the stuff. I think I'm actually pretty much well at the moment.
Oh, congratulations.
I
That's
know it's a little
wonderful.
crazy, although I'm a little confused as to what day it is, but other than that.
Yeah, it's Monday, Gia.
Yeah, I was thinking it was Sunday all day because we did something yesterday that normally would be Saturday,
Oh,
and it was kind of
yeah. That'll throw you.
off a little
Sure,
bit.
sure.
But
Okay.
it was a nice mellow day, and I kept thinking it was Sunday. And then you texted, and I was like, "What?" I was like, "Oh,
Who
right.
is this?
I don't know you." Yeah, but I
Speaking of
did, in
who
fact,
is
walk
this?
hospital. Yeah, and
Yeah,
I'm ready to
you're
go.
caught
Yeah.
up. Yeah. Well,
Yes.
I wanted to say we can go back to Friday also, but I was watching today's episode and Portia was outside the courtroom with Trina and who I thought was Curtis. I guess I wasn't looking at the screen closely enough. And then
You
Curtis
don't have your
comes in. I was
glasses
like, well,
on.
who the fuck are they talking
That's
to?
fake Taggart.
It's
Fake
fake
Taggart. That
Tiger.
mean they
Yeah,
can't like what? And I so enjoy real Taggart now. I have no
I
idea
know you
why.
do. I feel like maybe he's off like filming a Mike Tyson biopic because I think he'd be perfect for
He would
that.
be good at that, wouldn't he? Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and this sort of fake Taggart's got a little bit of a weenie edge to him or
Yeah, he
something. I don't
does.
know. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe because he
Yeah.
knows he's fake. He
Yeah.
can't fill the old Taggart
You
shoes.
cannot measure up to
Yeah, he probably
authentic
gets
Taggart.
called at the very last minute, you know?
We've had so much filling in because we had the faux Michael too.
Faux Michael today. Yeah, we had a real cast of characters, didn't we? I mean, it was like a
Yeah.
weenie parade, really. You know, we had
And it
Drew,
occurred,
we had
yeah.
Marshall. Ugh.
It occurred to me that they do a lot of filming out of order, you know. So I was thinking, like, well, Michael's gone again. But those could have all been scenes done, like when he had COVID and was out, and then,
Yeah, I guess
you
that's
know,
true, huh? Yeah.
possibly. I don't know. Just I
Yeah.
just hope everybody's well. That's all.
Right. I wonder, yeah, like if we'll ever sort of get back to always having the same characters or if this is sort of the
The
new
new
norm.
way it is. I don't know. We've
As they
adjusted to a
say.
lot in our world. We can take it. We can
We
take
can
it.
take it, sure. We're not gonna like it all the time, right?
No, but you know, it's COVID and all the social happenings. It's like it's a new world. I feel like we're
Yeah.
tougher, we're
Yeah.
stronger,
You
you
think
know.
you're tougher? Huh.
The challenge. Well,
Okay.
I feel like we all went through, or I went through anyway, and I don't know if everyone did, but levels of anxiety that I never experienced.
Yeah, I was thinking about that, and your specific levels of anxiety because I
You're
was a little
thinking
worried
about
that you wouldn't
my
be able to.
specifically?
Yeah, your specific Gia's
Yeah.
anxiety, because I didn't
Yeah.
think that was sustainable.
Right, exactly. And so there's a certain point where it just kind of bursts like a balloon, you
Yeah,
know, and
yeah. Mm-hmm.
you become sort of
A little
not
blasé.
comfortable with a certain amount of risk, but yeah, almost like it's almost like a wartime thing. Like I mean, not that I've been in wartime, but what I imagine it would be like, you know, like in London when there's bombings and you still go out to a bar to party or something, or you know, I don't know, like at some point you just, you know, you want to live.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, because you
Anyway.
realize, like, just staying at home, you know, what is that much better than, you know,
Yeah,
being in a hospital
exactly.
bed, really? I
Yeah.
guess it's a little
Anyway,
better.
just slightly off topic, but
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah. But yeah, good for you getting out there, Gia, back to your gigs
Oh,
and
I'm out
whatnot.
there at the disco every night.
Yep, clubbing hard. Yep.
Yep.
You don't let the pink eye keep you down.
No, I feel like we need to let people know I re-diagnosed that because the pink eye sounds so nasty, you know.
Right. Okay. So
I think
what was it? It's not pink
we're gonna
eye?
go with a dermatitis, eyelid dermatitis.
Eyelid. Okay. All right. I guess that's better. Yeah. Okay.
Basically,
Did your.
an allergic reaction to something.
Okay, and your doctor confirmed this diagnosis, or are they not speaking to you anymore?
I
Are they
don't
no
need a
longer
doctor.
necessary?
I know.
I know you. You created your own advantage plan.
I haven't been to the doctor, and I don't even plan on telling him.
Yeah, I wonder what your file says. I bet it's full of notes.
I know. I'd be so, you like, remember that Seinfeld where Elaine's
Elaine's dying to look at her file. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure mine is just as bad. Yeah. They're like paranoid, hypochondriac, old woman. Absolutely nothing wrong with her that, you know, a good diet and exercise plan wouldn't fix.
Oh, well, yeah, I could use the same sort of prescription, really.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. But anyway, General Hospital. Okay.
Yes.
So
okay.
Today we had a few things kind of break wide open a little bit there.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Where would you like to begin?
At the end.
Okay. Okay.
Well, I was just so, it was like, finally, Spencer has made his move.
And it's still absurd, right?
It's absurd, but he's shown his hand to Esme. You know, he's like declared whose side he's on, and you know, he's made the gamble, the blackmail gamble there.
Right, and it feels, I don't know, her reaction seemed sort of flat throughout as he was revealing what he had, like this information that he had, you know?
Really? Like, I actually thought she was genuinely, like, I saw her going through, like, true emotions, I thought.
Really? Really? Huh. All right. Know. Yeah.
I can't even talk to you. no, I almost felt a little bit sorry for her.
Oh, gee, you're such a softie with the psychopath,
with the evil psychopath. I know, but I almost thought, well, what, this almost seems genuine, you know, that she really, I don't know. And then I thought, and then it occurred to me, she could be playing us all. She could know who her mother was all along.
That's kind of what I was thinking. She was sort of like going through this like Rolodex of how should I play this? And she got sort of too caught up in her own head. That's kind of how I was seeing her. But I don't know.
That could totally be also. Yeah.
I don't know. But
I thought Spencer was doing a good snow job, I thought. And
yeah, he's gotten better, definitely. I didn't know if this information that he was dangling was really going to get the results that he thought. You know, this equation doesn't really balance to me, you know.
No, it's pretty convoluted and it's all in service of getting this plot line going that they want, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
With potentially Felicia being her mother. Maybe.
You're holding. Okay. You want to just remind the audience that that's your theory.
Yeah, I wanted to get that in there.
And so you can do your victory lap.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
I'm glad to see that happen.
I suppose. Fine. Yeah. Yeah. And I was kind of hoping when Joss was on the stand, and I thought she was pretty true to character there.
I enjoyed that.
Indignant, you know. And trying to like pack whatever information she could into every response, you know.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty funny.
Yeah, I just wish she had like sort of picked up on the fact that Trina was like responding differently to drinking, you know, like she wasn't just drunk. She was like totally, you know, nobody seemed to suspect that anything could have happened other than drinking too much. Well, I don't know.
I feel like I've been in situations with other people drinking and you know, that they'd be flat dead and then suddenly they'd be up singing the lyrics to a Queen song or something. And I would have no idea.
I don't know what you're talking about, Julia.
Actually, it wasn't Queen, was it? It was Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves. And for all we knew, you'd been given some sort of poison or something, you know?
Yeah. My threshold is quite low. I feel like we had like grape juice and whiskey or something. I don't know. It was like some.
We had, at that point, we had delved into Jody. Was that her name?
Yeah, Jody. Yeah.
Wow. Lovely young Jody. Yeah, we had gotten right into her husband's, you know, the liquor cabinet. We were just going for whatever. But anyway, I'm just saying that if you are imbibing, you might, your take on what how other people are behaving mm-hmm. is probably also skewed.
Yeah. Yeah, you know? I guess that's true. But it seemed like they had established that she'd only had one drink.
Right.
And maybe she never drinks, and that was one was plenty. But I don't know. Anyway, that was just wishful thinking, you know, that somehow, you know, another theory would come to light. But anywho.
Now, going back to Friday, but related to Trina and the trial, what did you think of Portia's bringing in the whole Trina possibly being treated differently because she's black?
Yeah, that was an interesting theory.
Yeah.
And definitely, I think the way she's treated, you know, the way she's regarded, you know, as the suspect is going to be different. You know, she doesn't get the benefit of the doubt. You know, if it had been Joss and if they'd swapped places, I don't think Joss would have been treated the same way, maybe.
Did you take it that, do you think she was implying that Esme had some sort of racist angle, or that just that she was concerned that in the trial, Trina would be perceived differently by jurors because of her color, or, you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah. I think Esme knew that, that would sort of help her agenda.
Yeah, you think she targeted? Yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure. I couldn't, you know.
Yeah.
I certainly, like when people say, well, nobody would even think that, or nobody just like, well, unless you are black, like if you are black, of course you're going to have to think about that. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. It's sort of like, I don't know. It's sort of like, men saying things about, well, you know, I didn't say that because you're a woman or whatever, but a woman always, I don't know. Like,
like they wouldn't say the same thing to another man, you know, probably.
Right, there's right.
Certain, like, throwaway kind of treatment that, you know.
Yeah.
That just happens, so, yeah.
Anyway, I was sort of, I was a little surprised that topic got brought up.
Mm-hmm.
Not because it's not true to life, because it is true to life.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought it was kind of bold of hospital to take that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I thought they handled it pretty well. Like when Portia said she hadn't prepared her for this, you know, and it's kind of like, you know, having to prepare her to sort of expect the worst, I guess, you know, which is a shitty way to have to parent, you know?
But, right. Like to have that conversation.
Yeah,
you know, just yeah. black or whatever. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. But so I was kind of like, well, kudos to General Hospital for tackling something they didn't necessarily have to.
Yeah, and it was kind of nice to see Portia and Stella in a conversation that you know seemed like it had some substance to it.
Right, exactly. A little substance as opposed to silliness. But I thought it was a little silly, like banning Aunt Stella from the trial because they think she's going to have another stroke or something, or
which could have been quite effective.
Yeah, really. But I thought that seemed, I wondered if she had some ulterior motive. I don't know. It seemed a little weird. Like, isn't Stella still out being a productive adult? Like she's, you know, I have to shield her from.
Yeah.
It's a little weird.
Yeah. I guess you would be a little cautious, you know, if you've seen a woman collapse a couple of times.
I suppose so, yeah. Stop collapsing. Just be like, stop collapsing. God.
Yeah, and then meanwhile, sort of less interesting and substantive was Curtis and Marshall in their hijinks, like on the pier, you know.
Oh,
and they were having, like, supposedly a real conversation about, you know, Marshall's illness. And there was one line... Yeah.
One line that made me like good. Marshall for a second.
Really? Okay. What is that?
Yeah. Curtis said something about him, like, how can you be so calm?
Oh, yeah, and, yeah. The antipsychotics. Said,
antipsychotics. And he smiled. Yeah. And I thought, okay, there we go. Now that would be funny if they start bantering like that. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But I still feel like they're making Curtis seem less intelligent. Like, even his questioning. Yeah. Of Marshall and like just his like, wouldn't you have sort of just a layman's knowledge of some mental illness topics?
I'm pretty sure he was, especially if he was a cop at one point.
Yeah.
He has like this naive sort of persona now. Like he's like all the world is new to him, you know.
Yeah,
now that he's
got
a daddy, you know. It's just
and he's worried about asking dad these questions.
And I don't feel like if Curtis had been by himself, he probably could have got the evidence that they needed for Trina.
The whole thing felt like a silly diversion, like that whole plot line. And
yeah,
I don't know. I liked
when Ava came upon them at the pier, you know, and said she had to go.
Like, hey, boys, going my way? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's got like a joie de vivre. That,
she does. She does. And like a serious sass factor.
Yep. There's nothing we don't like about Ava. Ava rules.
I never thought I would say that. I feel like I don't know myself at all.
Pretty soon, Marshall's going to be like in your favorite.
I'm defending him.
Drew and Marshall, and they could all win us over.
Oh, all God, Drew. Over. When Drew was in Carly's office as she's like packing up her whole life, basically, and he's like, he just seemed like such a douche, you know? And there was some part like with his posture was really weird. Like his hands were out, like waiting for the box or something, and he just looked like he couldn't quite do Spencer's arm.
You can't even take his posture.
I can't. Just get him out of the room. Isn't he supposed to be coaching some children's swim team?
I thought so. And what is this? All this? Oh, he misses Scout so much. Have we seen him? Have a scene with Scout?
He's just ever? Killing time. Like, all he does is just kill time.
Yeah, just beer with other people. Yep.
Yeah.
Weirdo.
Oh, God. What a lame-o.
Yeah. I did like the flowers that she got, though. Those are pretty.
Yeah. Lovely bouquet. Sure. Yeah.
And I like the storyline they're taking with her. I like, you know, let's see her struggle a little bit. Let's see her rise.
Yeah, not really like fighting it, just packing up, you know.
Just packing up and
it's funny for how some things get stretched on, like, you know, days and days, and she's in and out of the Metro cord, you know, on a weekend.
Yeah, so. A couple of those boxes. Can you get those, you know, those boxes they always have that are kind of cool with the handles on the side? Like, I've never seen those, but they have those on,
like,
TV.
Banker's boxes, yeah.
Is that what they're called? They have a name?
I think so. My mom used to love those boxes.
Oh, so you can get them? I thought maybe they were just on TV. You know, kind of like they have boxes with wrapped boxes with lids on TV all the time, but nobody has those in real life.
Yeah, there's a Hollywood Staples that has just those things. Yeah.
Well, I love those. What a great idea! Boxes with the handles on the side, so you can actually carry them. You know? And then it was like she said they have Packers, and why is he waiting around to carry boxes? And then they are carrying boxes. I'm like, didn't you get Packers? I was so like focused on the Packers. I was like, what?
Because you didn't want to pay any attention to Drew.
Right. That's it.
Anybody would have been a relief. but then he gives her permission to like take a minute. You know, it's like, aren't you sweet, Drew?
Yeah. He's unbearable. He's unbearable.
Yeah.
I like how Nina, and it's so predictable, how Nina suddenly like, oh, I think I'll keep the hotel, and you know, she's gonna stir it up.
I thought running a magazine was quite stressful and time consuming.
Well, I wouldn't really know. I guess so.
I mean, it seems like it's just like a hobby for her at this point, you know. She doesn't have Max View there anymore.
When was the last time you looked at a magazine?
Actually, I bought a magazine. I bought it for my Aunt Betty as part of her birthday present.
Oh, that's nice. What was it?
Down East magazine.
I like
to see what this world is like up here. All right. She just turned 102.
Wowie zowie.
Yeah.
I used to get, you know, some gardening magazines and look at those. And of course, seed catalogs and things. But I just can't think of the last time I, like, picked up a magazine.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Going out the window.
I used to buy, of course, the home improvement magazines. But, a lot of them are so expensive now. It's like buying a book, you know?
Right,
so.
Exactly. They're like $10.99 or something.
Yeah, it's like, are you kidding me?
Yeah. You know? Yeah, like how many times are you going to look at it, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So, of course, anywho. Growing up, you know, 17 magazine, that was like a little Bible you do every
it
single
was. Day. Yeah. And boy, did that serve us well, didn't it, Gia?
Didn't it? I know. I just always felt like, and you know, I think I've just recently given up on that. Like, if you followed some plan, if you had a plan and a schedule, you know, and you were studious about it and stuck with it, that
yeah,
you would get results. And I'm finally realizing, like, no, life's more of a crapshoot, you know?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Better to play fast and loose. Yeah. Anyway, let's see what else we got. So yeah, Nina's being a pain, which is enjoyable.
Yeah, like keeping the hotel. That's a nightmare for Olivia. So
yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Sure. Hopefully they can sort of, I don't know, punish Nina for being part of that. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, you think she should be punished? Yeah, I just like that she's an agitator. Like, you know, she should have been beaten down and so ashamed that she should have left town. But nope, she's right there.
With just full of bullshit, you know, just like, like this is anything but, you know.
Rationalizing the whole thing all the time.
Just so she can be a thorn in Carly's side, make her miserable, you know.
And I like how Aunt Liesl comes along and she kind of points out, like, and it doesn't feel good to win like that, and, you know, like pointing out, like no, you're being totally self-serving, and I'm okay with that, you know. Like, Liesl's like, yep, it's great, isn't it?
And then they had the little scene with Willow in the cemetery.
Yeah, we were at the cemetery. I honestly I had to think about, like, so why is that baby named Corinthos? Or should it say something like Michael Corinthos on it? Or did you read the stone?
I
didn't get you out there, but.
Huh. Yeah.
Well, I didn't look carefully, but I was like, wait a minute. Because that was her baby from evil Shiloh, right?
But he'd been swapped, right? So Michael thought it was his baby.
And so Michael thought it was his baby. So I don't know. The name, I was like, wait a minute. Who the hell's baby is this? I had to think back for a minute. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the explanation there, Gia.
I did do a little Wikipedia search because I saw Nina putting money on Nathan's grave.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I'd seen that. I've seen people put rocks on graves.
Yeah.
Do you know about these things? Have you looked these things up?
No. But what did you learn, Gia?
Okay, well, thanks. Well, the coins, that's a military thing for members of the military. And I think I didn't get that far into it, but I think even like different coinage means different, you know,
ranks, like, or something.
Yeah. Or something, you know, but basically the basic thing is to let somebody know that you came to, you know, show your respects to a soldier, basically.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And then the rocks, the stones, is from a Jewish tradition.
Oh, okay.
With a couple different possibilities, like, and again, I didn't get too far into it, but one of them was something mildly creepy about, like, holding the soul here on earth.
Huh, like weighing it down, kind of?
Well, it sounds creepy, but more like to keep the soul with you, kind of a thing. You know, and it's like, well, that's creepy. Don't you want it to go to heaven or wherever? But then I thought, well, I don't even know what the Jewish tradition is. Mm-hmm. Maybe there isn't like a heaven place, or I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was something about maybe it came from people leaving pieces of paper, you know, weighing down notes. Anyway, but again, still now it's still come to just show, like, you're showing other people that you've come to pay your respects or something like that.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right.
Anyway, so there you go.
Thank you for that lesson, Gia.
You're welcome. But I mean, I'd seen it, but I'd never thought about it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Nina's done that before at Nathan's grave, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he was a soldier? Was he a soldier?
I don't remember that part.
He was a policeman.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. Perhaps
another thing I'd totally forgotten was that that Brando was an addict.
Yeah. He's mentioned that a couple of times recently.
Yeah, and each time I was like, what?
were you excited about the sauna, the steam room scene as an alternative to the pool or the shower?
Well, I found myself evaluating the torsos pretty carefully, but
it seemed like a weird place for them to have like this like soul searching conversation, Brando and TJ.
Yeah. And I'd kind of forgotten that they were buddies.
They kind of overcame their sort of awkwardness.
But yeah, it's all right. I don't know. I guess they're just trying to find ways to be shirtless, you know?
And it kind of feels gratuitous to me, you know, and I suppose that's fine, you know?
You want them to stop doing that, or do you feel like they should have everybody be shirtless so it's fair?
The whole cast in the steam room together. Yeah, that would be fun, wouldn't it? All the quartermains, little Violet.
Then it'd be like Florida at the beach when you have everybody of all ages just sagging away, you know?
Oh, God. Yeah.
And at a certain point, it's so hot, just nobody cares. You're like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, it's just, I guess it's just an interesting choice, you know, when you have all these possible scenes, you know, or settings, that the steam room somehow.
Steam room. Well,
the one now.
So is that part of Volanino's? Volanino's? Did I say that wrong?
Yeah, no, I think I didn't hear a vagina anywhere in there.
Well, it's the same. I have the same problem talking about vulvos. Like every time I say I feel a little bit dirty. You know, like
It's like when you talk about lobelias, that sounds naughty.
Oh, I've forgotten about lobelia. I have been missing Maine flowers because pictures, and I just miss. This is like the time of the cosmos and the cone flowers and daylilies and stuff, but I'd forgotten about lobelia, so thank you for that.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.
Okay. But anyway, is it Volaninos or Volaninos?
I think it's Volaninos. Oh, Sonny, what are you doing to us, man?
Did you enjoy the scene with Dex? Seems evil.
Dex. Punk. Yeah. That just carefully choreographed scene where Michael pretends to get in a fight.
Because he's so tough. Dex, like, did you check out his eyebrows this time? Like, remember I mentioned his eyebrows? I think they've over-groomed them.
Now he just has sort of like a greasy kind of, you know.
There's something punky about it.
I mean, I
guess he's supposed to be a punk. We know that because we know he's double crossing.
And once again, Dante, you know, comes across as like the wise, balanced one.
Yes.
The Laura of that, you know, of the man.
Yes. So sage with both his father and his brother.
Yeah. It just has a lot of perspective and doesn't give in to all of this sort of pettiness and like the holding a grudge, you know, just for the sake of holding a grudge.
Yep.
Yeah.
We want Laura to be our meemaw. What do we want Dante to be, our brother?
He would be a nice older brother. Younger brother.
Yeah. I was gonna say, you have to be younger at this point. Unless we find a fountain of youth somewhere, which I don't know.
I think it's too late, Gia.
Start ingesting whatever that thing you were talking about, the thistle down and...
Oh, yeah. That's...
Milkweed, thistle down, dandelion mixture that you were quaffing recently.
Listen, wasn't me. You know, I stick to gummy vitamins pretty strictly.
Yeah.
Okay. And I don't think they have much benefit, except that they
Do they have like a fiber gummy? I'm supposed to get more fiber.
I think they do, or at least that help you, you know,
kale flavor
and
gummy.
Stuff like that. Yeah. Do you have a blender?
We do have a blender. Yeah.
I've been doing a lot of smoothies lately.
Yeah.
And you know, you can buy those packaged fruit mixes, you know.
Yeah, I've never done the prepackaged. Yeah, I should do that. I know you pay for it, but it's like probably makes you actually eat it as opposed
to. Yeah, it's not that much, I don't think. It lasts quite a while. But yeah. I don't really like the ones that have kale because pulverized kale is you know, doesn't.
Yeah, if you hit a pocket of kale suddenly, it's a little discomforting. Yeah.
Yeah. It makes the whole thing kind of loamy, you know. I don't want a loamy shake, really. Thanks. Thank you. Hold the kale. But
Fecund.
I'll spend the next 5 minutes trying to pronounce that word.
Fecund.
Are you having a stroke?
No, I'm just picturing the word in my head now in big puffy letters. Yeah. I think it is along the lines of loamy, though. Earthy.
Yeah.
That sort of thing.
Yeah.
Do you have anything to say about General Hospital?
About what now? okay, let's see. well, Laura's leaving town, right?
Yeah, it must be your summer vacation.
Her mammy. And that was Valentine's doing, right? Setting fire to her mother's house.
Is he doing that to save her, though?
Yeah. Seems a little extreme. Doesn't it? I mean, I do like Valentine. I'm not sure. I guess I can overlook that. he's a fire
starter. Yeah, it seems to me like, why couldn't he have just confided in her?
Right. I guess like, we know because it's a soap opera.
I guess then we wouldn't just have a show if he just told her, I'm going to tell it to you straight.
No. We'll just have one storyline.
Yeah, I mean, because she would believe she. It's not like she would have trouble believing it because she hates Victor and she knows he's evil.
Yeah. And this is just going to make her think Valentine's cut from the same cloth, right?
Right. And we're setting the whole thing up so that Anna's going to doubt him as well, and their little love affair will never get off the ground. But once again, I feel like the pacing is off because I've kind of forgotten about them as a couple. It's taken so long.
They seem like they had undone whatever sort of intimacy they had, you know.
Ew, so. I don't like the way you say that.
I know. I don't either. Gia, how you doing there?
We had a little technical
difficulty. Yeah. America and the world. This app is kind of letting us down lately.
Yeah, these technical difficulties. I hope we don't jump the shark before our time due to technical difficulties.
I know. Maybe I should start shopping around for another recording app, but I don't know.
Although, I don't even think the shark is near us yet. We should be so lucky to be looking for a shark yet.
Yeah. We what do we have around us? Some gators.
We have a lot of gators down here. There've been some horrible headlines lately. Like, do not go walking around ponds in the dark, people.
No, sheesh.
Seriously,
yeah, that's a bummer. God, what a way to go.
I know. Awful. Anyway.
Anyway.
Yeah, we probably have a shark. Actually, I got invited to go. Look for shark's teeth today, but I turned it down because it was going to be a very early morning.
But that's a thing that people do.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
All right.
They have certain spots where they find them. I don't know what you do with them.
Yeah.
Make sort of
necklace.
Earthy, loamy looking jewelry out of them or something.
Yeah, pound them in and then put them in a smoothie, like pound.
Ingest them in a smoothie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. For shiny coat and nails. Yeah.
Something like that. Something like that. Gia, sure.
It's probably the secret to a long life, for all we know.
Yeah, sharks are just laughing at us.
Yeah, getting I can kind of picture them now. I can kind of picture sharks laughing.
I can too. Yeah, I bet a lot of critters are laughing at us.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, okay, we were talking about Valentine there.
Yeah, Valentine sort of making some bad choices.
Maybe. Driven insane by his love for his daughter and his insane father.
Maybe he could get some sort of a pass because he is overwrought and scared and is not thinking clearly.
Now, I think that Valentine should talk to both Curtis and TJ about, you know, here's how you treat your new father,
grandfather comes along.
Yeah, that comes along much later in life. Like, you can call him dad or daddy, but only sarcastically or ironically.
Yeah.
You know, and you don't trust him as far as you can throw him. You know, you haven't known this guy very long.
Yeah, like, yeah, that's right. That's a good point.
With a grain of salt.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't see him fawning over Victor.
No, yeah, you sort of always have your guard up.
Right. Yeah. That's maybe a good advice generally for family members.
yeah, okay, all right.
Keep your guard up, man.
Mm-hmm. So let's see, before we say goodbye, I wanted to tell our listeners that we have an email address set up now. It's atableatthetano, no punctuation or anything, just atableatthetano@gmail.com. And if you're interested in one of our t-shirts, please just drop us a line with the size you would like, a men's size, women's size. We don't have a lot of any of those, but for the first 5 people that get in touch with us, we will send you a t-shirt. We'll collect your information.
What a deal. They're super cute. They've got the table at the Tano logo with the, what is it, the outline of Pennsylvania, right?
Yes, because that Nixon Falls is in Pennsylvania.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And they're cool colors. I don't know how many colors you have left. But.
Yeah, there's 5 or 6 different colors. There's like a women's cut, which has like one of those cap sleeves. But I can't do the cap sleeve. And then there's the men's, which is kind of more of a unisex. I wouldn't say it's like a, you know.
You would say that.
I'm going to confess right now. I realize that even when I buy nuts, I buy the men's mix. I don't even think it's a particularly good mix, but for some reason I'm drawn to
just
the
gravitate
nuts.
Towards it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, that would be cool. You guys, you would like these t-shirts, so you should, you know. And, and if you drop a line, you should let us know, you know, how we're doing, how did you find us?
What we really
like
stuck
that.
At.
I was going to say, maybe open that door. Maybe not open that door, but
let
us know if you're enjoying it.
Oh, God. Anywho. All right, I guess we've said about all we need to say about Friday and Monday, haven't we?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, we learned a little bit about cemetery practices.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Thanks again. Yeah, thank you. That's true. And well. Shit, the kitty just knocked over my.
Everybody okay over there? What happened?
Anyway.
Okay, we're okay.
We're okay. Yep, we're back.
Okay. Okay. Well, let's sign off on this thing before we have
before
any more.
It gets worse.
Yeah. Okay. So thanks everybody for listening, and we'll talk in a few days.
Yep. All right, Gia. You have a good night.
Okay. Night, Keish. Have a good one.
Okay, bye.